Thank you and good morning. A man who was seen by citizens leaving the scene of a house fire in Eureka was arrested for suspected arson Tuesday afternoon. 16 personnel from Humboldt Bay Fire responded to the fire in the 1300 block of Muncie Street and spent an hour on scene ventilating the roof while crews attacked the interior fire. Fire crews were able to control the fire and no one was located inside of the house. Personnel did locate three pet dogs, though one of them succumbed to smoke inhalation. The sheriff's office were notified by the department of the male suspect, and he was later detained after he returned to the scene of the fire several hours later. Tuesday afternoon, a jury convicted Michael Yuravich of first-degree murder, and he will return for his sentencing on December 1st. The 21-year-old Eureka man murdered 33-year-old Forrest Lovejoy in McKinleyville during an incident in mid-June of 2013, an incident in which Lovejoy suffered multiple fatal stab wounds. Yuravich faces life without parole, and he will be sentenced by Judge John Feeney. On Monday, Eureka police booked 22-year-old Derek Payton into county jail after confessing to police that he shot and killed Michael Whalen on October 24th. During that incident, Payton also shot a second victim. However, he survived his injuries. Officers responded to a motel in the 1200 block of 4th Street and located Payton. He was then interviewed at the station and he confessed that he shot both victims over a marijuana-related dispute. Payton was booked for various warrants, murder, and assault with a deadly weapon. Eureka police then served a search warrant at Payton's motel room and contacted 30-year-old Lindsay Yee, who was detained by officers. Law enforcement also located methamphetamine, heroin, as well as a handgun police believe Payton used in the shooting. Yee was booked into county jail for possession, amongst other charges. The results from the elections were released Tuesday night, and the Humboldt Bay Harbor District election provided one of the closer races for one of the division seats. Incumbent Greg Dell won the Division 2 seat for the Harbor District with a comfortable lead, garnering 65% of the vote to Nick Angeloff's 35%. In a close race for the Division 5 seat, incumbent Patrick Higgins narrowly edged out Susan Rotwein by 12 votes. Measure A, a special tax hike that was also on the ballot for Arcata and McKinleyville residents, failed to pass, with 55% voting against it. A California Highway Patrol officer was involved in a brief high-speed pursuit following an attempted traffic stop near Scotia Monday night. 23-year-old Redway resident Sierra Marshall was headed south on Highway 101 at a high rate of speed, and instead of pulling over for the traffic stop, she continued driving, going at a top speed of 100 miles per hour. Marshall took the west exit onto Salmon Creek Road, and about a mile later, her vehicle left the roadway and collided into a tree. Marshall was uninjured in the crash, and she was detained and booked into county jail for failure to yield and driving under the influence. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The California Highway Patrol announced that they will partner with the State Office of Traffic Safety to begin the Children Held in Proper Place Every Ride campaign. Also known as the Chipper campaign, the year-long program will be funded by a grant provided from the Office of Traffic Safety, and it will enhance efforts to ensure that children are safely restrained while traveling on California roadways. Throughout the year, CHP will hold educational seminars, classes, and child safety seat inspections. Studies show safety seats reduce the risk of fatal injury by 71% for infants and 54% for toddlers. In 2014, CHP reported 198 fatalities involving unrestrained children that were age 7 or younger on state roadways. Officials with the Sequoia Park Zoo announced that they have once again received national accreditation from the Association of Zoos and Aquariums. The zoo received the honor during an annual conference in Salt Lake City back in September, and they have been accredited since 1995. Every 5 years, the Sequoia Park Zoo has to go through a rigorous accreditation process implemented by the association. Cal Fire officials announced that they have canceled the proclamation to suspend burning permits within areas of Humboldt and Del Norte counties, as well as portions of Trinity and Siskiyou counties. The Arcata Fire Protection District has done the same, lifting the suspension of burn permits, and they want to remind residents that safe burning still requires a minimum of 10 feet of clearance around burning piles. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.